Harvard Asian Discrimination Trial Day 6, Dean Defends School's Wealthy Student Body. By Tom Sikata on October 23, 2018. In Day 6 of the Harvard Asian American Discrimination Trial, a Harvard dean defended the school's practice of admitting candidates from wealthy families. On Day 6 of the Asian American Discrimination Trial against Harvard University, Dean of Students Rakesh Khurana made some unexpected statements about the wealth of the student body. Referring specifically to the familial wealth of incoming Harvard students, plaintiff's attorney Adam K. Mortara asked Khurana to comment on Harvard's preference for students from wealthy families. "Don't you actually think that Harvard's class should have a socioeconomic makeup that looks a lot more like America, provided the students were academically qualified to be at Harvard?" Mortara asked. "Your personal opinion, sir? We're not trying to mirror the socioeconomic or income distribution of the United States," Khurana replied. "What we're trying to do is identify talent and make it possible for them to come to a place like Harvard." Mortara pointed out that students from families that make over $150,000 annually make up 30% of the Harvard student body. "This is in stark contrast to the reality of America, where only 5% of American families make $150,000 or more." Khurana repeatedly denied the accusation that Harvard discriminates against Asian Americans. During week one of the trial, Harvard Dean of Admissions William Fitzsimmons was presented with some compelling evidence that suggested his office discriminated against Asian American applicants. Last week, Fitzsimmons was asked to explain internal admissions office documents that described Asian American applicants as quiet. Mortara believes that this was evidence of the office's tradition of stereotyping Asian applicants. "We certainly do everything in our power to treat every applicant fairly," Fitzsimmons said. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on the ongoing trial.